All right, we're speaking with Professor Lonnie Ingram with the University of Florida. And Professor, we spoke about a year or so ago about your work with cellulosic ethanol and a breakthrough that you had. Refresh us about a little bit about the work that you did there.
We've been working on production of cellulosic ethanol for about 20 years now and been looking at processes and developing organisms to convert all of the sugars that are present in the polymers of biomass into ethanol. Mm-hmm. The breakthroughs we've had in the past year are the successes in scaling this up and actually having the first commercial plant operational.
Now, where are we at today?
There's a small plant in Osaka, Japan, which is converting wood waste, the housing wood waste, into ethanol today. And this is the first wood ethanol plant in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly is it? Now, you said we're converting all the sugars in there. What does that require in layman's terms?
Well, the alcohol in the U.S. that's blended in our fuels is made from corn. It's actually made from the starch in corn. That starch represents about 70% of the dry weight of the corn kernel. Wood, even though it looks like a fibrous material, is really 60 to 70% carbohydrate. It's a more complicated carbohydrate than that found in starch, and it requires a more extensive process to break this down into soluble sugars. Once we produce those soluble sugars, we had to find an organism which could use all of the different types. This is really the step that the University of Florida contributed several years ago, is develop the organism that would use all of the different types of sugars and convert those into a single product, ethanol.
Now, this organism that you've found, this breakthrough, where are we at as far as commercializing that? Are there companies that are commercializing that at this point?
We license the organisms as we developed, and the companies have been helping fund the improvements of the organisms. And so it is fully commercialized at this point, with the first royalty check being paid last night to the University of Florida.
Well, that's good news. Now, you talked about wood, and there's, of course, here at the conference, we're talking about a number of different products that could be used to be made into ethanol. Can this organism be used in, what can it be used for?
Yes. We use wood as sort of a euphemism for all of the woody biomass, the inedible portions of plants, the stems and leaves and twigs of plants, the parts that are left over after the food crop has been used, or in some cases perhaps short rotation trees may be energy crops of the future, or grasses energy crops of the future. All of these are suitable substrates for our processing.
The big question on everybody's mind is how long? How long are we talking about? Because cellulosic ethanol appears to be the salvation, so to speak, of the ethanol industry, of what's going to really make it when we've got dedicated energy crops in the future. How long do you think it's going to be before we see this commercialization?
Right. Well, with the first commercial plant operating, this gives an opportunity for people to kick the tires and look at the process in action. There's another one about five times larger under construction in Jennings, Louisiana, which is called a demonstration plant, still perhaps not as big as we would like a full-scale facility. This will be using initially a sugarcane bagasse, the residues after the sugar's been removed. Mm-hmm. From there, we should be able to design full-scale plants. In addition, at the University of Florida has received a grant from the legislature and the governor to set up a research demonstration plant in Florida to specifically address the needs of Florida biomass sources and develop processes, to improve processes and continue to improve the technology for cellulosic ethanol. Florida is a leader in cellulosic ethanol technology and research, and we need to bring that industry back to Florida.
What do you think the potential is for Florida?
The potential is for Florida to produce all of its automotive fuel needs as ethanol from renewable biomass. There's also the potential for Florida to produce much of its power from biomass. It's unlikely we can produce all of everything from biomass, but we can certainly make a difference in many areas.
All right. At this point, where do you go from here as far as your research?
We're going to continue to work on processes and simplifying those processes to reduce the cost of building facilities. Woody materials are much more complicated than starch and require much more complicated processes for disassembly and for depolymerization to make those sugars and to integrate these processes with the organisms. So we will continue to work on process simplification and increasing the yields as we simplify the process.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Lonnie Ingram with the University of Florida.